on any front at all.
Mm.
Go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Greg. You really are a Greg. You're a Greggy Greg and Greggin, and you're Greggy Greggy Greg, Mr. Greg. I wouldn't touch you with a 99.5-foot Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. It's the Friday edition. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Mr. Grinch.
We've been arguing over, well, not really arguing.
You said that it wasn't a word, I destroyed your face.
The word irregular.
Irregardless.
Irregular. Talking about my bowels over here.
Irregular.
Need more fiber.
Irregular is a word.
No, irregardless.
It's a word now.
I don't like that. Because Merriam-Webster is just saying, oh, look, people can just change the words. They can just do whatever, and we're going to be... People use it so much, we're just going to put it in the dictionary. Woohoo! America, you're being dumb!
That's how language evolves, Greg.
It's not evolving, it's devolving.
Well, either way, that's how language changes.
Why do they have to change it?
Because it's what's happening in the world.
Why can't people learn... That irregardless.
Why can't you learn how to say irregardless?
I don't know. Irregular just seems to keep popping up.
It's just the way that language happens. People say it and it becomes a thing. That's like, how we get new words.
It's like uninterested has somehow gone by the wayside and people have just started saying, I'm disinterested in that. That's not the word. It's uninterested.
Well, it can also be disinterested.
They're just making stuff up.
That's how words happen. Do you not understand how things happen?
But you can't take a word that's established and then all of a sudden
yes, you can.
Chop the beginning of it off, as in uninterested, chop off the un, and just add dis.
So you want all the words that we have now to be it. That's it.
Come up
These
with
are
new
all
words.
The words that you can use. That is a new word.
But it's not the correct word.
That's how it changes. And then in a couple years, maybe they'll change the second part of it. It'll be
it's like this.
Disinterested.
Look,
it could change to disin. You can't tell people how to do language, Greg. There are words that people used to say that people don't say anymore. There are words that people do say now that weren't words in the past. There are words that change over the years. It's just the way it happens, because we're in a constantly evolving society.
And I'm fine with that.
No, you're not, because you're like, it has to be this way.
I just don't like the fact that the word uninterested has somehow... gone away, and it's been changed to disinterested. Because to me, disinterested is not
well,
a word.
Then say uninterested.
There's another word.
I'm disinterested in your language analysis.
My debate. Okay, that's fine. There's another word. And you know,
melty.
I'm a stickler for advertising keywords.
Melty is a keyword.
Melty, to me, is nothing. Like, that's just, it's not anything. If you have cheese and it's melted, it's melted. So there's another
one. Guess
what?
Melted isn't a sexy or fun word.
There's an
melty
ad running.
Melty is such a fun word. Melty is like, oh, it's going to have a little melty cheese on it. It makes you smile when you say it. Melted is just, oh, it's melted.
That's what it is. It's melted
but
cheese.
But it's not fun.
Here's another one. I heard this in the same, I heard melty. And then I heard another one in the same ad.
Your complaint that melty is, does it sound better to say something is melty or something is melted?
Melted. It's melted.
It does not sound like something that's appetizing. It's not an appetizing sounding word.
Melty?
Melty is so much, it's rolls off the tongue.
To me, melty sounds like, we really didn't put that much effort into melting the cheese. We just kind of half-assed.
Cheese.
We half-assed the sandwich.
Well, when have you ever gotten a properly melted cheese sandwich?
Every time that I get a cheese sandwich, the cheese needs to be melted. It's melted. It's not melty.
I've never gotten a properly cheese melted cheese on. They're throwing it together. A guy's throwing a burger together for $1.75 an hour. He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. So it's melty cheese.
So
it's melted-ish.
So I heard...
And it also sounds better to call it melty.
I heard a spot the other day.
Okay, tell me about it.
And It's for Firehouse Subs.
Ooh, Firehouse Subs. And they're going melty cheese.
They're going on and on about these subs and how
the two fire guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, it's all melty cheese. It gets all in there. It's all melty, melty. Blah, blah,
they don't
blah.
Sound then, anything like that.
And then he throws in, it's covered with bacony bacon. When is bacon not bacony? Why does he have to use bacony to describe bacon? Is it not like,
that's
are they not
joke.
Using?
That's
are they not using real
Greg,
bacon?
Greg, that's
it's all melty cheese with bacony bacon.
That's a joke. Are you that dense in your car that you're getting this mad about a guy joking around and saying bacony bacon?
He's describing the bacon as bacony.
By emphasizing it as bacony, he's telling you that he's putting the word bacon out there twice because bacon is hot right now.
Bacon's been hot for a while.
Bacon is sizzling right now.
Bacon is frying right now.
Frying right in the pan.
You can't describe bacon as bacony.
You can't tell people what to do. It's America.
It's the oversaturation of ads with these stupid keywords. Stop with the keywords.
Why? Because it made you want bacon?
No, it made me hate that commercial. I used to like Firehouse
Subs. You like
Subs.
The bite, bite, sip, sip garbage commercial.
Genius.
And you don't, and you have a problem with the word melty and somebody saying bacony bacon. You really need to reprioritize your life. For real.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm feeling good about myself.
You're complaining about words like you're the dictionary man. Hold.
God, why is
hold
everybody
on.
Calling me right
hold
now?
Hold on, Greg Jake is the dictionary man. See, Greg, you think that you're a dictionary, but really, you're just a dick.
Boy, he sat on that for
marinated
3.5 minutes while I took a phone call.
Just marinated in it. I was like, man, I'm going to roast him.
Totally roasted.
Totally
you
roasted.
See this? Whoosh, on fire.
Boom.
Man, I am charred top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Think I'm a dictionary, but I'm just a dick.
Yep.
Hey, kids, don't say words I've not heard of. I don't like it.
Shut up, kids.
I don't like these words that I don't know.
Oh, shut up, kids. That's all I'm saying.
Get off my giant palatial lawn that I have.
Can your lawn be palatial?
You have a palatial estate and a palatial lawn. You've got some acreage.
1.5.
It's acreage.
1.5 acres.
This freaking guy. He has to live in the middle of nowhere.
I do.
You live in the middle of nowhere, but you have a giant house that you could put millions of people in.
No.
It's like a super Walmart that he lives in. Yeah, helicopters.
There are helicopters that occasionally fly over the house. Mm. Trey Karen, everybody.
Trey Karen.
What's up?
Trey, do you have? Can you hop up to the mic here? Do you have a problem with the word melty?
Melty?
Like, say, like I'm going to give you a burger. I'm like, yeah, it's got some melty cheese on it.
I've never heard anybody say melty, and without advertising,
yeah.
attached to it.
Yeah,
if
but
you're going to give me a melty burger, that would sound weird, slightly disgusting.
I would say I like melty better than melted.
What's melty about it?
It's melty. Like melty. It's a little gooey gooey.
That's like those steamed burgers. Mm-hmm. Like up in Minneapolis, they have those little square steamed burgers.
Mm. Ooh, like a White Castle?
White Castle, but it's steamed in like this little bread pan.
I'd eat that.
I know what he's talking about.
Do you have a problem with somebody saying it'll have bacony bacon on it?
Now you're just being ridiculous.
That's See? A joke. It's a joke. It's
no,
like they're saying it in
like
a light.
Sonic
they're saying it in a lighthearted
bacon
manner.
Bacony bacon is bacon. It doesn't need to be bacony
right,
bacon. It's
what
like
about
maybe if he used delicious crispy bacon or succulent awesome bacon
would you
or
say porky pork?
Yeah, if I'm making a joke on a radio spot,
what is it like? Oh, I'm going to give you a delicious
it's endearing.
Hammy hamburger.
It's endearing.
I'm
a burgery burger is better than hamburger.
I'm going to give you an eggy scrambled egg.
You've never eaten something and gone, bacony bacon.
No.
This bacon is so bacony. I love it.
What makes a piece of bacon more bacon-y? Nothing, because it's just a piece
you're
of
just,
bacon.
You're saying it's so good that you're saying it twice. A name's so nice, you have to say it twice.
Shut up.
And all right, here's another one. Irregardless.
Everybody gets that wrong.
Yeah, but
it's like you could care less.
It's like you could care less. But it's become so used that it's
It's now in the dictionary, and it's dumb.
Darth Vader doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father. These are all things that people get wrong all the time. But they just become common things.
Well, irregardless of that point, Graggles.
Oh,
yes.
Trey Karen,
Trey.
Score.
Thank you, Trey.
Trey Karen,
that's
with
a home
score.
Run.
Through the five hole, guys.
That's a home run touchdown point unit.
Yeah, he did it. He nailed it. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Happy birthday.
See you tomorrow. We'll be drinking.
Happy birth Trey.
No, bolo tie.
Bolo
it
tie.
It got changed to bolo tie.
It's bolos now.
Did you get suspenders?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, get a bolo.
Yeah, rush out and go find yourself a bolo.
I'll go to Google and look that up.
Yeah. Or you can make one. Just use a top of a...
Don't tell them this kindergarten
You can
project.
Make one. It's real easy. All you got to do, go get a 12-ounce can of your favorite soft drink, rip the little thing off, right?
Don't do this.
Then go find some shoestrings or whatever.
Go to Cavender's and get yourself a Alabama Crimson Tide Bolo.
Ooh.
God. Right? And I want what's his face to be on it? Who's
Nick
the coach?
Saban?
Nick Saban's face to be on it, and I want a picture of him giving Greg Jake the middle finger.
I will plant my fist right in your throat.
I want a Alabama Nick Saban flipping Greg Jake specifically off bolo tie.
Little tassels that come down could be like two middle fingers.
Two middle fingers. And you just hold it up to Greg's face the whole time.
Oh, I would hate that. Mm. Don't do it.
Do it.
I'll get an LSU one.
Go get an LSU. Well, you'd have to go get it now.
I'll go get a Les Miles bolo.
Less, it's just decorative
pendant to where he's holding his hat, or he's clapping, doing his stupid
he's doing
clap.
His big clap with his big jaw.
Mm-hmm. Is that a hand clap or high five? We don't know.
I don't know. Nathan, tell us.
So anyway, words are stupid and I hate them.
Okay. Did you see the new Terminator trailer?
I did.
It looks so bad. It looks like an episode of Falling Skies. It looks worse than an episode of Falling Skies.
I don't know. I just like that Arnold's in it, and
Arnold
he has gray hair.
Old.
He's got gray hair. Is he a good Terminator now? Is that what I'm getting?
I'm pretty sure he's a good Terminator. Also, he looks way too old.
But you got
to be terminating,
man. You've got to have the Terminator in there. You got to have the original Terminator.
You got to make a new Terminator. They have the guy who looks like an Asian version of Robert Patrick in it.
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
The
guy who was the T-1000.
T-1000, yeah. Okay.
Who got hit with, for some reason, they're driving around a thing of liquid nitrogen through L.A.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you just have to steal a truck.
Hey.
It doesn't matter what you're hauling.
Hey, the old liquid nitrogen truck's popping by. Do you need some?
Hey, everybody, there it goes. It's kind of like the old milk truck, the milk delivery truck. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. So is the story, from what I gathered, the story they're telling here is when, what's his face?
John Connor.
Not John Connor, but where the original Terminator starts. Yeah, where Reese comes back into town.
Yeah.
I think are they telling the story of...
That Terminator again?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, are they telling the story of what led up to them sending Reese to...
I don't know
1984
anymore.
Or whatever
that none of it makes any sense anymore. Like, they've been bastardizing that franchise for a while.
There's a lot of storylines to follow.
And it's been written by, like, so many different people that it's like, who is... Like, there's no... It's like, what is going on in this?
Mm-hmm.
Who even knows anymore? Like, Terminator 2 was great, and it should have ended there.
Mm-hmm.
Should have ended right there.
Mm-hmm. The old T-1000.
T-1000, great villain, and he was just so stone-faced the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets thrown into the lava. Then Arnold jumps in.
While you're talking, I just thought of, like, my favorite scene from Terminator 1.
The thumbs up? Wait,
no.
When he gets crushed?
No, that's fun.
I'll be Bach.
But my favorite scene is when Sarah Connor and her friend are at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And Arnold shows up, Sarah Connor has left, mm-hmm. and it's her roommate and her roommate's boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and they've been kind of fooling around or whatever, and then the girl gets up out of bed, and she goes into the kitchen, and she's got her headphones on, and she's got that 90, or that real 80s,
80s fluffy
hair,
curly hair,
and she's all dancing in front of the refrigerator, and she's kind of digging through, and mm-hmm. she's making a sandwich, and getting the milk out, and all this kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden, the Terminator Terminator's in there and he just wipes everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Love that scene. It's so stupid and so 80s.
Mm.
Who does that?
Also, I love Michael Biehn.
Yeah.
Michael Biehn's great.
He's always great.
Yeah, he's just great.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us for this this Friday edition. Oh, wait, I was going to tell you. Funny story last night.
Is this a really funny story, or is this going to go nowhere?
I don't know. It may go nowhere. It's just something funny that happened last night.
Okay.
So, we're at the house, and we're watching the Cowboy game. And DeMarco Murray busts one out. Like, he cuts through the line, he breaks to the left, and runs for about 15, 20 yards, something like that. Well, Erica, she says, Murray.
From Flight of the Conchords?
Flight of the Conchords, right?
Murray.
So she's like, oh, Murray. And I was like, yeah, that was a great run by him. Well, then she says, you know, he's going to be in a show with a bunch of old ladies, like, kind of like, Golden
she's
Girls.
She's talking about the Kiwi, not DeMarco Murray.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm just staring at the television. And I'm looking at DeMarco Murray as he's walking back to the huddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I grab my phone. I'm like, I have to Google this because why is DeMarco Murray going to be in this TV show
mm-hmm.
with these old ladies?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out she was talking about the guy, Murray, from
Flight
of the Conchords.
Sorry for sinking your story right there. But I just knew the setup immediately that it just went like you didn't even pay attention to the way that she was saying it funny.
Well, because we both were saying Murray.
Murray.
And so it just went.
His name's Rhys Dobby.
Yeah. It went right over my head. And I was like, why in the hell would DeMarco Murray be on a TV show with a bunch of old
ladies? Well, he would be texting somebody else's wife as he's banging her out.
That's exactly right.
Good work, DeMarco.
All right. Have a good weekend. We'll have stories from our Christmas party, which goes down tomorrow. The White Elephant will be happening as well.
Bolo tie.
Be wearing our bolo ties and having great times. Until then.
Great bolo times.
I see what you did there. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. Audio boom out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.